welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast. Today, it's my pleasure. I have the one and only Bernardo Moya, which a lot of people, you would have heard of Bernardo. If you haven't, you'd have heard of The Best You. He is the CEO of The Best You and also of NLP Life, which is one of the largest NLP training companies in Europe. Over to you, Bernardo. Tell us a little bit, for those who don't know you, who haven't heard of you, if they're in the personal development arena, they must have heard you somewhere, at least heard about your event. So tell us a little bit about you, Bernardo, and what you've been up to. And I understand you have a new book out as well, so we'll lead to that in a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Mac. Thanks for the opportunity. Pretty much I've been at the forefront of running big events, personal development events, for the last probably 11 years now. I started in NLP. I'm an NLP trainer. I came relatively late as far as coming into the business as a promoter and really, you know, stepping up. It was my early 40s. Okay. My background was real estate, Spanish parents, born in London, brought up in Spain, but came to London, I think, 12 years ago, out of necessity, in having lost my money all over again in the non-existent real estate bubble that was very existent. And it caught me in a bad kind of way. But I started all over again, and from reading NLP to then attending courses to knowing that I wanted to do something personally myself to the Spanish-speaking market, I then had the opportunity to start promoting Richard Bandler and Paul McKenna, which I continue to do. So I've been doing that for 10 years now. My other brand is called NLP Life Training. And we are literally the largest NLP training organization, I think, in the world, really, because, you know, we train obviously with Richard Bandler and Paul McKenna, and London's such a big hub where we get people coming from all over the world to do this training. So we train around 30,000 people with NLP. But 5 years into that, I started identifying what I thought was missing in the industry as a promoter. And I came up with this idea, this brand called The Best You, which I think, you know, pretty much a lot of people know now, not only in the UK, probably in Europe and even in the US. So, you know, I started doing these big shows 5 years ago now, and it's grown from strength to strength. It's been an amazing and super duper exciting journey. We've just literally finished the Best You Expo here in London, and we probably had just under 14,000 people. So it was just kind of surreal. 180 speakers. It's massive. It was massive.
I know it's a great, good event. I spoke there a couple of years ago on one of your, at that event itself. I understand you've gone into America as well. So you're going a bit more worldwide now.
Yeah. So what happened last year is I did this first attempt where I literally ran. So when you started, we went from 3,000 attendees to 6,000, which I think was when you attended. Then we went to 12,000, which we moved venue and dates. So we moved to Olympia, which is more central London. So we had 12,000 last year, 14,000. But then last year I thought, well, why don't I challenge myself a little bit more? Why don't we do two events, one after the other? So I did a Best You Expo in London, and we did a Best You Expo in Long Beach in California. So that was our first one, and people are just opened their arms to us. They love The Best You over there. We had under 8,000 people pre-registered and just 4,000 people attend. So it was very exciting. So we're global with The Best You now, with the expos. We're just about to announce our second expo in the US in LA for next year. And we started launching all these Best You Legacy clubs all over the place now, which is really exciting. So a lot going on.
What is your legacy clubs? What is all that about then?
Well, look, I mean, with NLP, obviously, you know, if it's allowed me anything, is I'm a modeler. So I appreciate and understand, you know, the basic and the importance of thinking and obviously understanding what our thoughts are and ultimately, you know, modeling the best. So I've been a modeler since I started into NLP, and I've been really looking and identifying who's doing what and why do we do what we do. Right. And that's why I created The Best You, because I wanted to provide those that have something to share, you know, a platform, and then those that are looking, seeking for inspiration, for advice, to find it, to connect. So that's why I did that. But then I started questioning myself last couple of years ago with my book that I was writing. I thought, well, why do we get into personal development? Why do us professionals, you, Mac, us, why do we share what we share? Why do we do what we do? And why do we write books? Why do we, you know, get people to attend seminars? And ultimately, I think it's because we want to leave a legacy. Mm. And I have realized that over the years, I've used the word legacy a lot in quotes that I like. And, you know, Steve Arcovi's life is about loving, living and laughing and leaving a legacy. But there's so much about it. But then I thought, well, how much do we actually spend in focusing on our legacy? Because I know that we don't, because I know that ultimately we want to become the best version of ourselves. And there's a lot of flaws in that, because people don't necessarily do that. They don't. They talk the talk. They read the books. They don't implement half the things they learn, three quarters of the thing they learn. And then they just carry on doing the same things and expect different results. So there's a lot of people that don't really take advantage of what personal professional growth is supposed to do to you. But if ultimately we get into this and we do this, is because we want to become the best version of ourselves. And if we do want to become the best version of ourselves, why do we? So that was the idea of the Legacy Clubs, where what I've done is I've started creating these safe havens. So they're mastermind groups around the world. And I don't want to call it a mastermind, because there's enough of those out there. I wanted to call it something that was quite unique. So we call it Legacy Clubs. And what we do is we brainstorm around, our purpose. What is it we're here for? And then we help people find their legacies individually, as a unit, and then as a group, as a collective. And we do that within the collective, within an environment, a place, location, and then we do it globally. So I came up with this concept and this idea, and now 5 months later, I've got 14 different locations, two in LA, three in London, two in Northern Ireland, India. I've got them opening in Bucharest next month, in Athens next month, Marbella this month. So I've got all these legacy clubs now being launched all over the world, which are literally doing the same kind of idea of brainstorming around what legacy is and what it means.
Amazing. Fantastic. Well, you sound very, very busy. Look, let me rewind slightly. It sounds like sometime in the 2000s, something happened in real estate. I mean, I know you touched on it and then you just went straight into it. So tell me a little bit about that, because for a lot of people in real estate around 2007, 2008, 2009, major issues happened. And I know I'm a real estate investor myself, and I took certain actions and I survived the whole thing. But what happened to you? Because it seemed like you was doing something globally and something collapsed. But tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Well, I think with a lot of the stuff that I've done, I've been a little bit ahead of my time. It's just a fact. At the time when I had my real estate, so I started in timeshare, and I started in from the bottom, you know, from inviting people on the streets to being a sales guy, to running sales lines, to converting timeshare hotels into timeshare resorts. So okay. I was always kind of doing that. And then when I got into real estate, I started property development and then refurbishing properties at a construction company. And then I ultimately started selling properties all around the world. And my company, which was called iProperty Group, we were the first company, together with Foxtons at that time, that were the only companies doing video presentations in the world. So I was doing video, I had videos online. I had my webpage was translated into Spanish, English, and Russian. And we literally had around 60, 70 agencies all around the world. So we were selling properties all over the world. But you know, it was a time when, you know, I had 25 employees. We were selling like 20 properties a day. So we, you know, I went all in as I normally do.
It's more like you didn't do anything else. Yeah,
I went all in, but unfortunately, I invested a lot of money in the Spanish real estate, as far as buying properties to refurbish them, to resell them, and it just caught me out. You know, this was a time when they were giving mortgages willy nilly, very freely, and it caught me basically with lots of investments and not enough time to get rid of them, and unfortunately, you know, I had to start all over again. The only thing I had was I had my NLP training. My mindset was different. I could deal with it in a different kind of way, but I knew then that I wanted to do something with a bit more purpose. I wanted to do something that was a little bit more passionate. So real estate was great. It was good to me at certain points, and I did make a lot of money, but it hit me hard, and it hit me hard for the second time. It was the first time happened when I was 26. This was at 40 when, you know, I'd already had a great lifestyle, and having to start again was a lot more challenging. So that's what happened to me personally.
Wow. So, you know, from playing big like that in a field where, okay, things changed, you decided that you wanted to do something more purposeful, leave a legacy, as it were. So would you say the best you think you're doing, the NLP stuff you're doing, it's all part of your legacy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, what I'm doing is I think, Mac, sometimes people tend to struggle. I know I struggled. You see, because I work, when you work with a guy like Richard Bandler or Paul McKenna, it's very difficult, you know, because these are probably the most, one of the, if not, you know, the top 10 most influential, you know, thinkers in the industry, you know, with phenomenal reach. So when you work with these kind of guys who, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they have been my mentors in a way, it's difficult to say, hey, I've got something to share. So where does Bernardo the promoter transform into Bernardo kind of the author thinker? But, you know, the fact is that I have provided them a platform. You see, I've built Rich's brand and Paul's brand. Not that they weren't, because they were, but I just obviously gave it a bigger reach, and I put thousands of people in front of them. So my idea was, is that, okay, so I understand what NLP does, I understand how what that does, but that, you know, the personal professional growth is so much broader, that, you know, well-being means so many different things to many different people, because it is, you know, it goes from yoga pants to nutrition to weight loss to like confidence to, you know, to low self-esteem, you name it, money, it's so broad. But I identified there wasn't a platform out there. So my legacy is that. My legacy is to provide people. So when I have 14, 15,000 people showing up at a show, I know that I'm touching them in some way where I am helping them to open their mind to learning and to change. And that's why we have 10 breakout rooms. And that's why we have 150 speakers, because I want it to be a festival of learning. I want people to really immerse themselves, because you know and I know that it's just one word sometimes, a book.
Oh,
a handshake, you know, eye-to-eye contact, a talk, something that can transform and transform their lives. So that's what I've been doing for a long time. And obviously my plan, because I've always had big visions, is to go global. So, you know, kind of, I want to have expos all around the world. I want to have my events attended by 500,000 people. You know, I want to have legacy clubs. So kind of my vision is just, it's just very big, because I think that we, people that are in the personal professional growth industry, we hold the flag of change. You know, we are the ones that are going to change the world, because we can't leave it to politicians. We can't leave it to, you know, we have to go out there and provide people the set of skills and tools that are available to them. It's just they don't have access to them. So, you know, by us doing the books, you know, running the seminars or doing the big shows, we can reach more people.
Well, absolutely. Well, I applaud you for all your efforts, and, you know, it being so influential, especially in Europe, now stretching out to around the world. So let's talk about the book now. And when did you write this book? Because I've only just heard about it. I said, oh, let's learn about this, because people need to grab this. If it's from Bernardo Moya, they need to look at it, because this guy is doing big things. Tell us a bit more about the book.
Yeah, thank you so much. So the book has been the work of quite a few years, to be honest. I self-published 3 books already, but this was a book that I got published by Wiley, and they wanted, you know, it was in me for quite some time. But the book carried on evolving as I was evolving or you know, changing. So the book was or is titled The Question: Find Your True Purpose. And one of the basic things that I've learned as a modeler is okay, so how do people succeed in life? Or why do those that succeed, how have they done that? Why do they do that? So the basics is that there's so many great people out there, you know, doing amazing things, you know, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Sharon Lecter, Paul McKenna, you know, everyone's doing so many great things, but how do people stand out? And one of the things I think, one of the flaws that people don't really appreciate and understand, and it's one of the basics of not only NLP, but how do people think and what are they thinking? First of all, are they thinking? And then are they thinking about what they're thinking about? And ultimately, I think that a lot of people don't, because they don't listen to their internal dialogue. Yeah. So, you know, they can read all these books, but they get up in the morning, they look at themselves in the mirror, they say, oh my God, how ugly do you look today? Or they, or, you know, oh my God, how bad is my day going to be? So, you know, so these are empowering questions. Well, yeah. Exactly. And now a lot of us, we have that internal dialogue. We say, oh my God, you're such an idiot. So, right. But it's down to the basics of thinking, what are you thinking? And then are you thinking big? And then once you start understanding about thinking, what are you thinking and how can you think big, then it's down to the questions and the empowering questions. So I came to the conclusion, because I've always loved history. So in the book, I talk about, you know, how from the beginning of time, we've conquered, you know, new continents. We've explored oceans, climbed mountains. Right. We've done the most amazing things in life. And why have we done that, or why did we do that? Well, we did that, or that whoever did it, or that conqueror, that explorer, that inventor, they did it because they asked themselves a question. They said, you know, how can I create electric, or, you know,
right,
how can I fly? Can I climb that mountain? What's on the other side of that ocean? And by asking themselves those empowering questions, all of a sudden, you know, their head starts triggering. Because we have this phenomenal inner wisdom, but if not, we will find ways of us finding the answers, a solution, connecting with people. So the whole book is about asking yourself empowering questions. And that's what it's all about. And what happened when I was writing the book, the book opens with a manifesto where I am a little bit critical about the industry.
Are
about
you?
A lot of people in the industry that, well, I am, because there's a lot of people that are in it they may have started with the right reasons, but yeah. Their reasons is what I call selfish development. It's all about filling the pocket. Okay. They've lost their objective.
I see that.
So I'm a little bit critical with the industry, but the book is about asking yourself empowering questions. So what I was doing is that I really believe that those that stand out in personal professional growth are those that are congruent. So being congruent means that, you know, if you write a book about happiness, is because obviously you have mastered happiness and that you are a happy person. I've met a lot of people that have talked about happiness, and they're the angriest, saddest people that I've met in my life. You know, and I've seen that so many times where people are just completely incongruent.
Yeah.
So what happened is, when I was started to ask myself questions, I really pushed myself to start making sure that I was congruent, because I was asking myself the questions as I'm writing them. And so it's definitely taken me to a next level where now I am being, or I'm trying to be, 100% congruent with what I believe in and following my own journey. So the book is just simply packed with empowering questions that help people to stand out in life, to understand what their meaning is, what their purpose is, personally, professionally, and globally. And then it ends with the idea of creating awareness around, you know, the things that we have on the planet, you know, that we need to address: slavery, global warming, plastic, you know, mental health, and all the other issues. So I cover quite a lot in the book, but hey, it's out. I launched it at the expo. Very excited about it. I've been getting some great reviews and looking forward to see where it goes.
Okay.
So it was, yeah. I launched it the 15th, 16th of February in the S1.
Fantastic. So who would you say this book is ideally for, if you could categorize it? I mean, sometimes we say this book's for everyone, but, you know, ideally, who's this for?
Well, I think obviously it's for people that are interested in personal professional growth. I think for anyone that, you know, understands that, you know, they're questioning the reasons that they're here, and you know, that they want to do something, they want to help people. It's a book for them. It's a book for someone that it's a book for people that don't really know what they're here for, what their purpose. The book, I ask permanently, what are you here for? What is your goal? What are your objective? So I really try and help people find their purpose, because I believe that if you find your purpose, then you live a fulfilled life. And then if you live a fulfilled life, then obviously you will leave a legacy. So it does drive you there. So it's aimed at those that are questioning what they're here for, trying to understand what their purpose is in life, and to provide those that, you know, clarity on where they want to go. It is, I've tried to make it as open, as generic as I can. So someone that is in business, you know, to maybe provide them clarity on how they could improve as a business person, and how they can maybe build stronger relationships. But it's also aimed at personal professional growth. But look, my whole brand around The Best You is about, I'm anti-niche. I mean, as far as I want to present people with as many potential opportunities for them to learn within well-being. So the book as well, I've tried to kind of like keep it open for many, many, many people, many different types of people.
I get it. I mean, as someone who teaches people on finding their purpose, their mission, and all the rest of it, I see where you're coming from. Because often, you know, sometimes I come across people who say, well, my goal this year is this. And, okay, how do you feel about that? Well, it's going to be tough. And I can see in their face, I can see in their body, they're not aligned to it. And so I always bring people back to exactly what you're saying, right? Because if you know what your true purpose is, then it's nobody, you don't need an alarm bell to get you out of bed, right? Because you're buzzing to go and do that thing you're supposed to be doing. So, okay, good. So everyone listening, the book is called The Question, Find Your True Purpose. So where can people get this from? This book from? Where is it available?
Well, the book's available now on, it's available on Amazon, in amazon.co.uk. It should be available on amazon.com and Kindle as well. I've got it on my webpage, so it's thequestion.co, www.thequestion.co. I've got an offer there where we are sending the book away for free if they pay for the shipping. So the book's there. It's it's available, and I'm very interested. Obviously, you know, it's you know what it's like, Mac. I mean, you know, especially because I'm no different to anyone else. But I'm saying is that, well, hold on, this guy's running all these events. He's been doing all these events for a long time. I've promoted around 600-700 speakers now. So it's quite a challenge for me to come forward and put a book out there because obviously I didn't want to write an average book. I wanted to write a really inspiring, life-changing, inspirational book, or thought-provoking, I know it's thought-provoking. I don't need anyone to tell me, because the book is asking you questions the whole way. So it's making you think. I know that. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those where I'm very humble and I'm just very interested in seeing or is helping people, you know, find their purpose and leave a legacy.
Thanks for that, Bernardo. It sounds very inspiring. If I could say to you, what is your life purpose? If you could put that in one sentence, what would you say?
Yeah, my life purpose would probably be that is to provide people with the opportunities for them to understand that they can become the best version of themselves.
Fantastic. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to repeat I know they can get it at Amazon. You said a link where they can get free plus shipping. You know, I was thinking before this interview, when was the first time we met? Do you recall? Because it suddenly dawned on me yesterday, the first time we met. And I thought, do you remember?
Was it at the Yes Group?
It wasn't, no. About 9 years ago.
I don't remember. Where was that? I remember when you tell me.
It was a T.R. Becker event about 9 years ago. I think it was called A Millionaire.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was out speaking for him, and we got into a conversation at the back very, very briefly. And then nothing happened for a few years, and then we got in contact again through your event. So, yeah, it suddenly dawned on me. When was the first time I met Bernardo? But it's been great, you know, watching all the amazing things you've been doing over that last 9 years, 10 years or so, and all the lives you've changed, all the speakers you've helped, all the lives you've influenced is fantastic. So with a book, I know it's just another thing that's going to reach out to a lot more people. So congratulations again. And before we
end... Thank you, Mac. And I just wanted to add to that's 9 years ago, a lot of things have happened.
Froze a bit.
You haven't aged a day. I've gone grey and lost half my hair. So congratulations to you.
You're welcome. Thanks for that. Bernardo, before we finish, you can tell us again, I know the book's on Amazon. It's called The Question, Find Your True Purpose, which is fantastic. And then you gave another link. Was that the Best You link? Was it for them to?
Well, the book, you can find it at thequestion.co, www.thequestion.co. My brand is thebestyou.co. And there you can literally see everything that we do, the NLP training, the expo, and all the other opportunities that we have, the legacy clubs and the other opportunities, you know, to get involved in any of the things that we do. So, thank you. And thank anyone that would want to approach me related to anything that I might be able to help and support.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Bernardo. Guys, you heard it here from the man himself. Watch out for this man, because he's going to be doing a lot more. check out the book, The Question, Find Your True Purpose. And Bernardo, I'll catch up with you next time. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you for the opportunity. All the best. Lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if this made a difference to you and you like the words that came through this particular podcast, then like us, follow us on this podcast, and so that we can continue giving you more words of inspiration and motivation as a business owner. Share it with your friends as well. Mac Antrim, until next time. Bye for now.